tell me what you want to hear. Something that'll light those ears. Something about me insincere. So I'm gonna give all my secrets away. Good morning, 809 News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. And now joining us, I've got a special treat for you. We have Captain Mike Rackus. He is the commanding officer at CWIT on board Corey Station. CWIT is the Center for Information Warfare Training, one of the four, basically, different tenant commands there. A couple of them are military, a couple of them not military. But we're going to learn about all of that. Bringing some information about Corey Station out into the public, which has not always happened. Captain Rackus, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, sir. How are you?
Oh, great. And by the way, kudos to your PR staff, your communication staff. Glenn did a great job showing me around, and it was really interesting to me to be able to see Corey for the first time. And I know I didn't get to see everything. I'm never going to get to see everything. But it was really interesting to see. Can we just take a second? And for a lot of the non-military people who I know, military structure is very confusing to us civilians, so be as basic as you can. What is CWIT, and what do you do?
Okay, so again, Andrew, thank you again for having me on the show. So CWIT is the Center for Information Warfare Training. So in the Navy construct, the Naval Education and Training Command is the higher echelon command that executes all the preponderance of Navy training. CWIT is one of 13 learning centers across the NETSE domain, and largely one of the largest ones here in Pensacola. We do what we call information warfare training. So I'm sure the audience is familiar with the various communities within the Navy, the aviation community, the surface community, the sub community, special warfare, and so forth. Well, the information warfare community comprises four disciplines within the Navy: cryptology, intelligence, information professionals, and meteorological oceanographic. And here at Corey Station and for the Center for Information Warfare Training, we train the cryptologists, the intelligence officers, and enlisted for that matter, and the information professionals, the individuals that manage our communication links, our networks, our radios. And here at Corey, we train two of those proficiencies, the cryptologists and the information professionals and information system technicians. And this is important because in the NETSE construct, again, we're one of 13 commands that execute training for the Navy. And the information warfare discipline, if you were to encapsulate it into three broad concepts, we provide three things to the warfare commander. We provide what we call assured command and control. Means I can pick up a radio, I can type on my computer, and I'm assured that I can communicate when and how I need to, as well as command the assets that are available to me. So my computer systems, my weapon systems, and they can talk when and where I need to be able to execute that. And then the second component we call battle space awareness, and that's the what's happening around us and providing the context to the commander, whether it's the tactical level, the operational level, or nationally at the strategic level, and giving them the information they need to make decisions, whether it's to posture forces, what the adversary is doing, where to when to get out of harm's way, or when needed, dropping ordnance where we need to. And then the last component we have is called integrated fires, and the various systems that we employ. We have our own unique capabilities. As an example, a missile's coming in. Can we jam it? Can we defeat it? And we use our own capabilities to provide integrated fires, and that also includes providing the relevance and the information that tactical commander needs to employ weapons. So here at Corey Station, a little sliver in Northwest Florida, this base has actually been here since the late 1920s, and over the years it's evolved from an airfield to the training center you see here at Corey Station today. In the 1960s, the cryptologists were trained and were executing their training. In the 1970s, we brought in electronic warfare. In the 1990s, we merged with the information technology community, and then in the mid-2000s, we merged with the intelligence organization to become the Center for Information Warfare Training. Here locally, we have about 10,000 students that come through our doors every year. And I know you mentioned there are several commands here on the complex. This is actually an annex of NAS Pensacola, so it's not really my base per se. It's actually Captain Kinsella's over at NAS. But here at CORI, there are five commands: Department of Homeland Security, a reserve element for the Army, the 350th Civil Affairs, the Navy Information Operations Command, Pensacola, that operates under Commander 10th Fleet up in the D.C. area, and then the training command itself is the Information Warfare Training Command, CORI Station, and that one is actually a subordinate command of mine. I'm the what we'll call the ISIC, the immediate superior in command for the Learning Center. CORI's but one component of that. There are four commands below me: Pensacola, Monterey, San Diego, and Virginia Beach. There's two detachments, one in Texas, one in Georgia, and then 13 other learning sites across the United States and in Japan, with a workforce of about 1,300 or so staff members, instructors. We pump out about 26,000 students a year through our doors.
That's amazing. See, this is so that was the most comprehensive answer to the question I asked that I could have. That's why I didn't interrupt you, because I knew it was all, this is exactly what people want to know. Like, what do you do? What are the operations? And understanding the structure is a little complicated because, as you said, you're a component of NETSI. NETSI is the admiral housed on board NAS Pensacola, to which you are a subordinate, and one of your subordinate is, IWTSI, Information Warfare Training, that actually executes some of those things that you talked about, plus San Diego and Va Beach and Monterey. But then there's some of the other elements that are not part of your chain of command, the Army Reserve, DHS, for example. Anyway, I have follow-up questions, so hang on for me for just 1 second. Back to Captain Rackus, the commanding officer of the Center for Information Warfare Training, housed on board CORI Station, which is, as he said, an annex, or you might think of as an auxiliary to NAS Pensacola, or a satellite campus, if you want to think of it as NAS Pensacola. So I'm just to kind of give people a sense of it. There's a, we know a lot of the military aviation. There's a Growler, an F-18 variant that's up in the air doing its electronic warfare stuff. It's taking in signals. Those signals are then sent to the carrier, and somebody on the carrier was trained by you to make sense of those signals, take action on the basis of those signals, direct communications with, say, the destroyer, make sure those communications are secure, make sure that the sun is not interfering with those communications, and then at some point in a different department, coordinate a response to some of that on the basis of other intelligence that's coming in. All of those elements, other than the flying of the Growler and operating the backseat, those are all things you train people to do, right?
Absolutely. It's literal communications, things that you can actually read. It's non-literal communications. So in the with the example you provided with the Growler and electronic warfare, so what is the signal telling me? What is the amplitude, the modulation, the pulse rate? What is that telling me that signal is? Is it a target acquisition radar? Is it a homing signal? Is it fire control? That actually provides the context of our actions, right? So if it's navigation radar, okay, got it. I can collect that, and I know that that's somebody who's trying to navigate the open seas. But if it's homing signal, I should probably be alarmed and probably take action against it.
See, and I think this is what's so fascinating is I think the common perception of CORI is mostly cyber, is some kind of like you're protecting the Navy against viruses. And that's true. I mean, the IT is an element of it, but it's all of these other things. And as I think even I am sort of just beginning to understand, as I hope the listeners are understanding, is much like it used to be land, then graduated to air, and he who controlled the air controlled the land. Nowadays, it's land, air, and sea, and even space, of course, and whoever controls the information has the decided advantage in controlling all of that. That's the battle space. That's the warfare domain that you guys train for. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I would lead in with this. So we know NAS Pensacola is known as the cradle of naval aviation. Here at CORI Station, I want us to be known as the cradle of naval cryptology and cyber. And this is important because, I mean, you hit the nail on the head. You know, the one that controls the information and understands it and can react against, you know, what it's telling us is the one who's going to control the outcome of any engagement. And here in Pensacola, yeah, I mean, you mentioned cyber, so that's also a critical component of what we train here. So we do train the cybersecurity workforce. So that for the Navy is the information professionals and the information system technicians. So think the individuals that manage your network at any organization, right? They're the ones that set up the accounts and to make sure the printer's connected and then you have email flowing in. They're the defenders of our networks from the inside. But we also train the cryptologic technician networks skill set, which is the individuals that do defensive cyber from the outside looking in, right? So on a ship, I employ what we call the IT rating, the information systems technicians. And again, they're the ones that manage my communications or our communications, whether it's you pick up a radio on the bridge to talk to another ship on the horizon, or you pick up a handheld handset and you're using a voice channel on a satellite, or, you know, the ones that are managing your networks, and they're the ones that are defending it from the inside out, looking for intrusions, ensuring that we have everything patched correctly and that we're not going to get hacked. But, you know, there's a large effort. In fact, it's one of our largest ratings, the information technicians, information systems technicians that we train here at Corey Station and across the CWIT domain.
It's a huge endeavor, and this is why I wanted to have you on, is because I just want to give people a slice of the significance. We all know the planes and the training of the pilots that goes on at NAS Pensacola. I think very few people understand the significance of what happens on Corey, and that's why I wanted to have you on. And again, you're the training command. You're the one that trains all of this. We also have NIOC, which is the operations side, and we're not going to talk about that much, but you know, there's all kinds of other things that happen on board Corey as well. Well, Captain Reckus, we are just completely out of time. It's very interesting to talk to you. I wanted to give you a chance to talk a little bit about the mission and why it's important here in Pensacola, some of the cool stuff that's happening. Thank you so much for what you do. It is essential work. We appreciate it. And thanks for opening our eyes a little bit about what it is.
Andrew, thank you so much for your time. And remember, this is the cradle of naval cryptology and cyber, and fleet readiness starts here.
Absolutely. 821 here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay.